And it's time for the top dog, Hanford Dixon, joining us as he regularly does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hanford, how you doing, man?
I'm good, Vic. How are you?
Outstanding. Glad to have you with us, as always. So let's talk about first the quarterback position and what it means now that Colt McCoy is no longer on this team. The first thing that strikes me, and I talked about this a little bit with Doug Deacon yesterday, is the size now that you have among the athletes playing this position. The height, the girth. I mean, these are big guys. Brandon Whedon, Jason Campbell coming aboard, Thaddeus Lewis still here. And it really emphasizes to me what this offensive philosophy is about with the bigger, stronger arm guys. And I want you to get your take on it from a defensive perspective, from facing guys like that that you faced during the course of your career.
Yeah, and I want to say this too, Vic. Obviously there have been some quarterbacks, talking about some smaller quarterbacks that have been really successful in the NFL. But today when you look at it, I mean, you just have to have the big, strong quarterbacks, because when you have those guys, they're what I call a double, triple threat, meaning these guys, you know, they get up, they get over the football, they can call the plays, they can see over the defense, because very seldom do you see those guys coming to the line, and when they throw in a pass, those passes get knocked down. Because today, a lot of the defensive linemen, linebackers, these guys are taught, if you can't get there, get your hands up in the air and at least get up in the quarterback face. And today, is with guys being as big as they are, it's really hard for a quarterback not with that size being able to get it done. Now, when you look at the quarterbacks that we have, and then, you know, Colt McCoy, I mean, I wish him well. I mean, yeah. I really wish him well in San Francisco.
We all do, yes.
I mean, we all do. Nice young man, great guy. But when you look at the quarterbacks that we have today, these are big guys. These are strong guys. These are guys that that can move. Look at the move we just made when we brought in Campbell. I like the move. I think it's a great move, and I think he's also going to push Brandon Whedon. But again, when I played, when you have those big, strong quarterbacks, not only are you worried about those guys with that big, strong arm throwing it at you, because, Vic, as a defensive back, what you want to be able to do is you want to be able, when that ball is in the air, if you're not right there on that receiver, you want to be able to make up some time. You had a guy like John Elway, who was a big, strong quarterback, yep, a guy that can just can zip it, throw it in there, and you knew that there was not that much time, because you got to get there, you got to make a play, you got to do it now. If you don't, you're going to make the tackle. But not only that, if those guys are scrambling in the backfield, they're so they're so big and they're so fast, they still can beat you not only with their legs, but they can beat you not only with their arm, but they can beat you with their legs too. So I'm kind of excited about where we are with the quarterback position, with the three guys that we have right now. And again, everybody hear me. I say it on the show time and time again. Competition is great. I think, again, it brings out the best in everyone,
sure.
And that's why I think Campbell is going to push my man Brandon. I'll tell Brandon the same thing, but I still think Brandon is our future. I think he's our quarterback for the future.
Right. It's very healthy to have,
yes,
exactly what you're talking about, to have this sense of competition, this lack of secure feeling in anything you do, because it's going to make you perform better. And I think particularly at that quarterback spot, and Brandon Whedon should feel encouraged by where he was last year with his future, because I don't think it was a disaster. I don't think the whole season, some would like you to think it's a train wreck. It wasn't a train wreck, but there were enough flaws in it, enough shortcomings in what he did to make you say, okay, he's got to make a lot more strides to be to the level that you want him to be. And I think having Jason Campbell here is going to help bring that out of him. Having this coaching staff here, having new evaluators here, will do the same thing. But to your point also about the legs of these big guys helping as much as the arm, you know, I look at Ben Roethlisberger. Obviously, he's got an uncanny knack for extending plays. And you look at him, you would say, not mobile, but
you can't bring him down.
But you can't bring him down. So when I look at Whedon, when I look at Campbell, I want to see guys like that too that are hard to bring down, that can still make a play. I know it's risky. I know it's a physical risk when you extend those plays, but coverage people, as great as you are at covering receivers, Hanford, at a certain point you can't cover them forever. They get open if the quarterback's got that much time.
Well, and Vic, when you look at talking about our head coach right now, Chud, and obviously our offensive coordinator, Turner, and by the way, had a chance to meet him a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
Well, I met him before, but got a chance to see him
and
spend a little time with him and say hi and how happy we are to have him in the Cleveland. But to get on with my point, when you have guys like those that obviously just great football minds, guys that seem to know what to do with quarterbacks, have had quarterbacks with the big, strong guys, and have been very successful with those guys. So like everyone else, and like you and I have talked about it, just excited to see, watch the progress, for instance, of a guy like Wheaton. Because, you know, nothing against our old coaches or anything like that, but I just honestly believe that these guys can bring him along. These guys can open his eyes. These guys can put in the things and know what he does best and help him to perform to his highest level. And I think that's what's going to happen because, again, when you see Wheaton this year, his second year, everything is going to be a lot better for him. Everything is going to be a lot slower. He's going to see the field, and he's going to take command of this offense and of this football team, and he's going to take the role as a leader.
Hanford Dixon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Hanford, before we get into some of the questions and comments that fans have, they've submitted to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, and to our email, which is daily@clevelandbrowns.com. I want to ask you about this because it's been notable that as the players have been part of the offseason program that began this week, it's going to continue this coming week, began this past Monday. DeQuell Jackson, for one, has been very enthusiastic in terms of the comments that he made on this show yesterday regarding this program and regarding not just what's going on here in the strength and conditioning part, but looking forward to being part of this defense that Ray Horton's running. And we're going to have Joe Hayden on a little later in the show, and I know he's going to get into this as well. It's pretty critical, don't you think, that there's a buy-in among these incumbent players?
Well, there's no question, and that's why it's important to have veteran players like Jackson heading up this whole program. And I think also, as you and I both know, a lot of the players are buying in already because when you look at the attendance and you look at who's here and the amount, the number of players that are participating in the program is just outstanding. And you have to and everybody, I think, on this football team realizes that it is a way to get better. It is a way to not only improve your own skills, but to become better as a football team. And because you get it, you also get an opportunity to work with the coaches. And obviously it's very important for us because we're putting in a new system.
Right.
So I'm excited about the OTAs and watching everybody work out and watching this whole team come together. Because, Vic, when you look at this football team, and I think you could talk to anyone in the National Football League, and they'll tell you that this Cleveland football team is going to be a team to reckon with this coming season because not only have we improved, and we're still going to improve some more with the draft coming up, with the players that we have, but also when you look at this coaching staff and who's on this coaching staff and who's coaching these players, I'm telling you, it is just phenomenal. And let's not even talk about our owner. You know how I feel about him.
Oh, yeah. No
you
doubt.
You know how I feel about him.
Let's get into some of the questions and comments that I'd like to hear your thoughts on. Jason from Facebook says there are two capable quarterbacks there now in terms of the Browns. He says, I'm still not understanding the signing of Campbell. He says Whedon hasn't been given a very good shot at showing what he can actually do, and McCoy did very fairly well, he said, in his starting time. But the slack, he calls it the receivers, the throw-to was his criticism there. and clearly saying that maybe the quarterbacks just need more help in that regard. I mean, we just talked about Campbell. I think we both know why it makes sense to have that guy as a good fit in this offense. But don't you think, I mean, do you think that the receiving core here can improve from within? And I don't know how much of a crying need there is to add to that, was to add to that, say, via free agency. I thought that was lower on my priority list. I wouldn't mind seeing a guy drafted there, but I don't know that it's something that is making or breaking where this offense goes.
Well, I don't think it is. And also, I think also what we're going to do is, and what you're going to see happen is, we're also still going to add to, just like you said, we're going to add a player, maybe one, maybe two, but I know we're going to probably add someone else to these receiving corps. Obviously, we just Norwood is back with the team, and we're pretty excited about that because we honestly believe that there's a lot of potential there. He's showed a lot of potential, and he's going to break out. But I also want Jason to understand is, as Wheaton get better and we look for him to be a much improved guy this season, the receivers and everybody else is going to be better because it all starts with the quarterback. And I always believe that the quarterback has the potential to make a lot of receivers a lot better, because if you look at it, you go, I mean, let's look at New England. Let's look at Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady, let's face it, doesn't have the big names receivers, but you got the quarterback. The quarterback is playing well, and these guys playing well. And I honestly believe Wheaton is going to make a lot of those guys better. But again, I don't think we brought Jason Campbell in here to, as we say, take Wheaton's spot. You very rarely can you go through a full season without two, three quarterbacks. I mean, because in this league, quarterbacks get hurt. I mean, obviously, we don't want our guy to get hurt, but still we have to have that competent backup that could step in there and play. And also, he's going to push Wheaton, so that's all good.
On the topic of quarterbacks, R. Runstedler from Twitter says, okay, so the Browns traded Colt McCoy. Does this mean we're going to draft another quarterback? He mentions Matt Barkley as a name to be Brandon Whedon's backup or the new starter. I mean, I think where Barkley is projected to go, if you can agree with the draft analyst, pretty much a guy who would be among the earlier quarterbacks taken. Geno Smith and Barkley are the two names that you hear. But I would say probably not the Browns investing a premium choice in a QB at this point.
I don't think so either, because when you look at our draft last year, I mean, we drafted Wheaton, a quarterback, with the first pick, and we still have to figure out what he can do if he's the guy. I mean, I believe he is. You believe he is. But still, he's got to go on the field, and he's got to do it. At this point, there's a lot more pressing needs, I feel, than a quarterback. But you never know what's going to happen during draft day, the way the whole thing's developed. But I don't think that we're going to go the quarterback route.
And another question related to the draft. This is Roger from Twitter. He says, is Notre Dame tight end Tyler Eifert a possibility? He says, I think it would be a great get for us. Lots of mismatches, and it opens things up for Trent Richardson. Tyler Eifert is probably the top tight end on the board. So if this is going to happen, it would be likely with the Browns' first pick, which right now is sixth overall.
Yeah, and to be honest, Vic, you know, I think we need to maybe do something as far as the tight end position, but I don't, you know, I'm not a strong believer in taking a tight end at that high, you know, at the sixth pick.
I guess I'm not either.
I'm just not feeling that. Yeah. I tell you,
I like the player, though.
Well, I like the player, too, but you know who I want. I mean, we don't even have to talk about
it again.
I
know who you want.
You know who I want, and that would be great.
Initials are DM.
You better believe it.
Then
put him on the other side of Joe Hayden. That would be great.
But
he's probably not going to be there. I mean, you never – and then there's also the possibility of us trading down. I mean, that's also a possibility. So anything can happen on draft day. That's what this whole thing is so excited.
And it's going to be fun. All right. Well, it's great to have you with us, and we'll do this again next week. How's that
sound? We better, partner. And, again, let me say this. I just think it's great, and with the three stations and everybody coming together, I just think that's going to be great.
It's fun.
Also, something else that's going to enhance the fans. What about the cameras in the locker room?
That was an interesting thing that the NFL mandates that, and we'll see how what you get to see, but only in stadium. They want to enhance that stadium experience.
And I think it is great, partner.
Yeah. All right. Well, it'll be fun. He is the top dog. Hanford Dixon joining us here, as he usually does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.